أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين ولا تستوي الحسنة ولا السيئة ادفع بالتي هي أحسن فإذا الذي بينك وبينه عداوة كأنه ولي حميم وما يلقاها إلا الذين صبروا وما يلقاها إلا ذو حظ عظيم وإما ينزغنك من الشيطان نزغ فاستعذ بالله إنه هو السميع البصير صدق الله العظيم. The ayats we discussed yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about a very high quality of a believer in Allah, a very high quality of a human being. And that is that person that says, Rabbun Allah, our Rabb is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thumma istaqamu, and that person remains steadfast on this. And we discussed it entails our ikhlas, sincerity, doing things for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, purity of our iman, remaining continuously steadfast in fulfilling the ahkam, the laws of Allah, keeping away from sin. Here in these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak of even a higher grade and a higher quality and a higher status of believers, those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that not only do they believe that Allah is the Rabb and they remain firm, but then they invite others towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ. Who is greater, who is better in speech than that person that invites towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second quality, وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا, and he practices righteously. The third quality, وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, he makes the declaration that certainly I have submitted to Allah, I have subjugated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one is to remain firm on our iman, and the second is to invite others towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks the question then, who can be better than this person? Not only does a person indulge in inviting towards Allah, engage in inviting towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but that person himself practices upon the full deen of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and whenever that needs be, that person makes a declaration that he is amongst those who have submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make us from this category of believers, that not only do we believe that Allah is our Rabb, but Allah give us these qualities that in every aspect of our lives we invite towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This invitation towards Allah Rabbul Izzat is an integral part of the life of a Muslim. Wherever we are, whatever we're doing, we are in a position to invite people towards Allah, or at least remind them about Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, about the existence of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. In doing so, there are many challenges that a person will be facing, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about now the highest quality of da'i, the highest quality of those that invite towards Allah. Allah says, وَلَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَا السَّيِّئَةُ. Al-hasana, virtue and vice are not equal. In other words, those that do wrong and those that do right, both of them can never be equal. Their actions, their deeds can never be equal. And more especially when a person is inviting towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is definitely going to come upon those who are going to meet him with resistance, with ignorance, with insolence, with arrogance, etc. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very briefly gives an advice. اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنْ, that ward away evil with that which is best, that which is good. When a person is met with ignorance, a person is met with such qualities of a person that can never be resisted by generally others, then one should meet that person, one should interact with that person with a great deal of good conduct, a great deal of akhlaq and character. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say something very beautiful. He used to say that when people break the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding you, when people disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding you, then you obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding that person. Somebody has become arrogant, somebody has become vulgar, somebody uses harsh words, harsh tones, etc. So he has disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding you. Sometimes a person may slander you, sometimes a person may make ghibat, backbite about you, and if you do come to know about it, then you do not break the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You do not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding that person, but be in the total obedience of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and do not then violate the commandments of Allah. And even to a greater extent, one forgives, one forgets, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ. Then between the two people, there was this enmity that had now breathed within the two. There is this restraint between the two. There is this kind of contempt between the two people. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you follow this simple advice and you ward off the evil of the person with good, then Allah says, كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ. Then that person will become an intimate friend. And when somebody becomes an intimate friend, it becomes all the more easier to invite him towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From here also, we understand another very important aspect, and that is relationship between believers. When there is a strong relationship, or rather a cordial relationship between people, sometimes it becomes easier to invite a person towards Allah, towards the amal of deen, and make that person closer towards Allah. وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, none will be able to achieve this quality of warding evil with good, but that person who makes sabr, and here sabr is in the meaning of endurance. Sabr is in the meaning of the person that persists. That when one realizes that we have come in this world with a maqsad, with an objective of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then one is able to endure whatever difficulties that come within the path of that person. One will be able to stake it in his stride, and hence Allah says, none will be able to achieve it but those who endure. وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا ذُو حَظٍ عَظِيمٍ. And none will be able to endure besides that person who has been given a great portion from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, good quality, good character, and a high threshold of emotional well-being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants that person and is able to then ward off evil with good. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here speaks about insan, Allah speaks about humans to whom we will give dawah. But there is one enemy that a person always has. The enemy insofar as a human is concerned, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has showed us the way out, the recipe. The one enemy that remains with us from the time of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu was salam and will continue, that enemy, how do we ward that enemy off? And that is shaitan. وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ. That when one is provoked by shaitan, and that provocation is a continuous process that carries on, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a very, very simple prescription. فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ. Seek refuge, seek the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At all times, we should seek the protection of Allah, and we look throughout the Qur'an Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this one prescription, that insofar as shaitan is concerned, the waswasa, the whispering of shaitan, there is no other remedy but to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's protection. إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Certainly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most definitely as-sami'. Allah Rabbul Izzat is all hearing, and al-alim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all knowing. Allah hears us seeking Allah's refuge, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows our conditions and our situations. So we need to seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's protection. So in these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken about the higher form of a believer, the higher form of a human being, that not only do we say Rabbun Allah and we remain steadfast on it, but we invite towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.